Hey, it's Tiff.
And Taz.
Besties, cousins, and are running through the maze of motherhood and life together.
We are those oversharing mum friends you can chat, vent, laugh, or cry to.
So if you need somewhere safe, where the judgment is left at the door, make yourself comfortable. We will be chatting everything mum life, from the small wins to the chaos and the craziness in between.
Let's jump into it.
Welcome to our first episode of Our Crazy Normal. I'm Tiff.
And I'm Taz. And we thought we would start our first episode with an introduction of who we are and a bit about this podcast and what to expect.
Yes, we are super excited to finally be recording. And we have had quite a few bumps in the road. It's because we're recording virtually and it's very, very temperamental.
It is super hard to record over the computer. I'm just thinking, imagine if we were in person, how easy this would be, or how much easier this would be, I should say.
It's all hurdles. We are getting there. I'm going to be completely honest. This is our third time recording our first episode. But don't be deceived. We've completely changed it this time. We've recorded the same episode twice, and now third time lucky, we've wiped this like slate clean and we're going again.
Yeah. So Tiff and I live roughly 800 kilometers. I said 8,000 originally, but apparently it's 800.
Definitely 800.
Away from each other, and have actually never lived in the same town. I moved around heaps as a kid, so we only really saw each other on occasional holidays, and then more so for a period when we were both at uni and I lived in Townsville and you traveled to Townsville quite frequently for classes.
Yeah.
But that was like a good 7 years ago.
That was like nine years ago. Yeah, it's a long time ago.
Okay. Yeah.
Bit of background to that. Tassie and I are cousins. Obviously you heard that in the trailer, but yeah, we are cousins. We grew up super like we're not close physically, but super close together as friends.
Mm.
And yeah.
Yeah. And I think motherhood has really brought us together more because we're each other's person. I feel that we talk about literally everything and we can bounce ideas without judgment and everything like that. You know, we do things quite differently, but also really similar. But if we do them differently, there's no judgment and we can give each other advice, what works, what doesn't work for us and et cetera.
Yeah, I think the best way to put it is that we have the same values and the same core beliefs. We just have different techniques as mothers. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so as well. And they both work for our different kids.
It's perfect.
So I think it works well. Yeah, we balance each other out.
We really do. Definitely.
Tiffany and I overanalyze everything. So I don't know if other mums are like that. I assume they are. But when Tiffany overanalyzes literally everything, I'm there to bring her back down and balance her. And then vice versa, when I'm freaking out calling her, she's telling me to calm down.
I could remember some of the things you've asked me.
Yeah, I can't even think of anything at the top of my head. We should start a list to talk about.
For sure.
So what's this podcast about? Tiffany, how about you tell us?
Sorry, this came about. Well, yeah, as Tassie said, we talk to each other 24/7. And yeah, we thought, why not share this friendship and this love with other people? I think we can be beneficial and get some info out there to mums that maybe don't have a mum friend super close or just a friend in general they can lean on.
Yeah, I think mum friends are very helpful. I know my mum group has been awesome, you know, having those mums that you can talk to or go, oh, you know, my kid's not sleeping. Is this a phase? Is yours doing the same? Or, you know, talking those things through. So I think if you don't have that, then let us be that for you.
I've never had a mum's group. I think because we're in small towns, I'm in a small town. There was no set up mum's group, so I didn't have anyone around me with anyone super close in age. I've got a cousin, but not a whole group of mums. Yeah. So yeah, we can be that for you guys.
Yeah, lovely. We also aren't experts. We aren't health professionals or anything like that, but we will be getting experts from a range of fields in to chat about certain topics with you guys. So that's something exciting to look forward to as well, especially for us to learn things as well.
Okay, so that's the podcast. Now we'll talk about each other's families, I guess. So I'll start with myself. In case you haven't guessed by our voices anyway, I'm Tiffany, just so you know.
Yeah, that's Tiff talking.
So I have husband Luke. We've been together for nearly 8 years and married for 4 years? Oh, yeah, married for 4 years. I had to look at Taz then to get confirmation of when I got married. We have two little girls. I have Pippa, who is nearly 4, and Thea, who is nearly 2. And you, Taz?
Perfect. I am married to Shane. And we have been together, what have we been married for, a bit more than 3 years now. I met him when I moved to Mount Isa. He's born and bred from here. And then now we have two children together. We have Lincoln, who's 2, just 2 years, 3 months, and then Lily, who's about to turn one.
Yeah. You'll definitely hear a little bit more about our families in our lives throughout the podcast and on Instagram and stuff like that. Okay, leading on from that, Tassie, do you want to give us a bit of background about where you're at in life?
Yeah, so my main thing in life at the moment, obviously, let's put the kids aside for a second because obviously life's about them. Sure. But my main focus at the moment has pretty much been my health. I think after having two babies quite close together, I had a 16-month gap. I feel like that really took effect on my body, and that in regards to, because I'm used to being quite fit and healthy, I think, you know, there was a lot of body changes, weight gain, you know, you get your stretch marks and things like that. So my main focus pretty much for the past couple of months has been my health journey pretty much. And I've got a health coach, Laura, who will be doing a future episode. Yeah. And she's pretty much been helping me for the past 3 months and getting back to pre-baby everything, not so much weight, but just feeling happy and healthy and like your mindset. So she does everything from like your physical to your mental, literally everything. So, and I've honestly, like, my life is so good right now, like within myself.
Yeah,
I'm so much
for sure.
less stressed, so much happier. And I'm sure you can tell as well.
Like 100% I can tell. Yeah.
Yeah. Just everything's changed. Like, I'm really looking into the nutrition of everything and stuff like that. But it's helped me so much because postpartum body, I'm sure nearly everyone can relate to this. It does get you down when you don't look yourself, and then that's all you're thinking about, your body. And it might affect your relationship, you know, because you feel, you know, shitty about yourself. Yeah, I feel like that can come in your relationship and make you more moody, which then obviously affects your relationship negatively and everything. So that's something that I've really been working on.
Yeah, I can see that's a huge, huge change in your mental health. For sure, since you've started prioritizing yourself again.
Definitely. And I think Lily's birth, so she was born in January 21. We had quite a traumatic birth together. Yeah. So I think coming on from that, like, I had a lot of guilt around that. And, you know, all those feelings you get, like, stressed out about every time you think about it, you'd cry.
Yeah.
And it just, yeah, makes you feel awful. So I think I really had to do work on my mental self just to get myself out of that mindset that it was my fault and try to work forward with my stress and anxiety.
Yeah, and we will
that.
Definitely dive deeper into that in a future episode because there's a lot of lessons and just a lot of details we can get into with that one. But no, you've come such a long way and you deserve, especially after, after that birth, you deserve to put yourself first and
Yeah. And I think putting yourself first puts your children first because I'm a happier mum. I wake up and I'm not stressed running around, you know, and the whole time thinking about, oh, you know, I look ugly or whatever, you know, those thoughts. But I'm such a better mum that I'm going, no, hang on, I'm going to take five and, you know, pick Lincoln up 5 minutes later at daycare because I want to sit down and quickly journal to relieve my stress or whatnot. But if you look after yourself, you're looking after your children, and I'm such a better mum, I can say,
absolutely,
for doing that.
Absolutely, I agree.
And then I'm approaching I'm not really going back to work anytime soon. Oh, kind of. I guess in like 4 or 5 months I'm going back to work. I'm on maternity leave at the moment. So that's coming up in the future, which is obviously very stressful and nerve-wracking, but also exciting as well. Lily's first birthday is next month. Super, super exciting, but also super sad since she's my last child,
yeah, I think. Press you up.
And Lily is coming up to daycare as well. There's like a 3-year wait list in our town for daycare. So if I don't secure these 2 days that have been given to us in January, then when I go back to work, we'll have no days. That's been a massive thing for me as well, trying to let go and know that she's going to daycare. It's only 1 or 2 days a week, but still, I think that's a massive thing. And I'm sure mums that have, you know, are in that circumstance or going back to work, they can understand the guilt and, you know, the sadness you feel that you're not going to be with your child
24/7. I can 100% feel that. And I know it's different circumstances, but same thing. In January, Pippa starts kindy. And for us, that's the first time she's been out of the care of me, my husband, my mum, or my mother-in-law. So, yeah. I can definitely understand the stress of that.
Yeah, so Pippa's nearly 4 now, isn't she? So that's kindy age,
right.
Is
so
that right?
4 in January and she'll start kindy. So, yeah, that's what the biggest thing happening in my life right now is Pippa starting kindy. I know it's not like I feel a bit traumatic, but, oh, my God, if I think about it too much, I just want to cry. Like,
no,
I only go to work 4 hours, 2 days a week. And, yeah, so she's with me 24/7 and I just can't even think about her going to someone else all day. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway, before I start becoming a blubbering mess.
Yeah, oh, you're getting teary.
Stop. The other thing happening in life right now for me is my parents will be moving towns, which is, we need to change the topic. This is too much.
Yeah. Oh, no. Okay, let's change the topic. Okay, your parents are moving out of town.
Lots of big changes, but that's okay. With change comes growth, so all good.
Yeah, and you've been in the same town as your family your whole entire life, so that is a big change for you.
That's okay. You guys can be my venting source.
Yeah, come move with us, Tiffany.
Well, yeah. I come personally don't have any family left in town after mum and dad go, so maybe I'll have to come to you, Tassie.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's work on that, hey?
Maybe be more persuadable. Anyway, let's get past the melodramatics and start with the juicy part of this episode. So obviously, Tassie and I know each other super, super well. We've lived in each other's pocket our entire lives, but you guys don't know us. So we've written down 10 questions each to ask each other, and we don't know what questions we're giving each other, so it's just as much a surprise for us as it is for you.
Yes. I feel like my questions are super lame now that I'm reading them. But
that's just you.
Yeah. How about you start?
That's just you overthinking it, Kat.
yeah, probably.
Okay, do you want me to ask you first?
Yeah, okay. Go for it.
Let's jump into it.
Nervous.
I hope you can think of these on the spot. Some of them are a bit deep.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, okay, now I'm nervous.
Okay, Taz, what song best represents your personality?
What song? Oh, goodness. Hello, Tiffany. I'm not prepared for this question.
Throw you under the bus. I have a suggestion, but that includes me singing. So, no.
Come on.
I'm not singing this, but you know that song that says, "Oh, she's sweet but a psycho"?
No, I don't. No, I literally don't. Can you actually sing like
not
just a sentence?
Not happening. Come on, give me a song. What song represents you? I've really thrown you under the bus. I'm sorry. What's your favorite song?
I don't know. I don't have favorite songs. Okay. Okay. Actually, I've got a good answer. I don't have a song in particular, but I have a few genres that suit me. Because I have about 30 personalities. Okay. I want a bit of country in there because duh. And then you need a random hip hop because my playlist, I have like a heap of slow country and then you have the pop country and then you have some random hip hop, you know, top 20 sort of stuff. And then you've got some real sad, you know, James. Okay, there's a singer. You know, all the sad stuff. I don't know. Just literally, I don't know because I like every genre and I feel like any song could describe me at different phases of the day.
You're a complex personality then.
I'm a complex personality.
We are definitely seeing that come through. And if 15-year-old you knew you had country music on your playlist.
I know. Thank my first boyfriend. He turned me into a country
lover. We've come so far. Okay, Jen. How would your best friend describe you?
Why are you giving me such hard questions? How would my best friend describe me? Boring. Stays at home all day. No. I don't know. I feel like I'm a really shy person until I'm really close with people. So I feel like people that are close with me would know that I'm super, I don't know, I feel like I'm fun if I'm in like a good mood and like a playful
Absolutely.
Mood. Would you say that? Yeah. Okay. I like to joke around a lot. I feel like I'm a really blunt person. So they'd probably say that I just tell them as it is.
Can I say something?
Go ahead.
Anyone in your family would describe you. Tassie is, now don't get take this the wrong way, Tassie is incredibly intelligent. But her common sense is gone. They're done. Yeah, she
I'm
is.
Book smart. The most- yeah, okay. Yeah. I think that's what everyone thinks about
yeah.
me.
Okay.
It's not there, hey.
I wish I had an example.
Let's not.
I'm not talking book smart because you've got that down pat.
I know.
Okay. Next. Well, let's go past that. If you could change one thing in the world, what would it be?
Okay. It's going to be baby related. If there was one thing in the world, I would have all the little babies that are up for adoption or, you know, in foster with loving families.
That's beautiful.
That's like my one thing. I'm going to say I think about this daily and I sometimes cry at night thinking that some baby is not being loved and it really, really, really hurts my heart. Like it makes me feel sick.
Yeah, that's such a
– Yeah, that's the top of my
– That's such a good one to have. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Don't. You'll start me crying again.
I
go in and saw you, then you come out with something so beautiful and heartfelt.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. I definitely know the answer to this one, but Taz, are you routine driven or go with the flow?
I'm very, very routine driven. Yeah, I'm sure everyone knows that. I'm a bit psycho with routine.
It really does. It definitely works. Family.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I like this one. Tazzy, what is the biggest lie you have ever told?
Oh, gosh. Oh, I was actually thinking about this the other day. Not about any in particular, but I always try and think. Me and Shane talked about this. The biggest
lie. Could this potentially go back to Tuesday nights at my brother's house in Townsville?
Oh. Mum, if you're listening to this, turn
Grandma,
it off.
If you're listening to this.
Yeah, Grandma, if you're listening to this, turn this off. Yeah, perfect. So when Tiffany was at uni, she would stay at her brother's house on a Tuesday night, and I would weekly say that I did go and see you most times or sometimes. I would use Tiffany as an excuse and I would go and stay with my boyfriend. I was of age. I was 18 plus. But, yeah, that's probably the biggest lie, like 2 years.
Because we were angels to our family. I'll correct that. I am still an angel to my family.
Yeah, okay, Tiffany. Yes, Wendy, she is.
Oh, gosh, how funny.
Good question to sneak in there.
Okay, next. What is your go-to dance move?
Dude, I can't dance. Like, I don't have a go-to because I'm actually uncoordinated and I look horrendous. My go-to, I'm doing it right now. It's like my arms in the air doing something. It's funny because you know how your parents dance if your kids dance like that, and I see how Lincoln dances and he jumps up and down wagging his arms.
Oh, too funny. Okay, yeah. Oh, another juicy one. What is your favorite conspiracy theory?
I don't know if I'm gonna get in trouble for saying this. Okay, I'm not into conspiracies. If someone tells me something, if the government tells me something, I'm like, yeah, that's legit. I don't really look into things, to be honest, but the biggest conspiracy theory, but I feel like, this is going to maybe sound really dumb as well. I feel like there's a cure to chemo.
Yeah.
I mean, to cancer, not chemo, that's not being released because human population, there's too many people. But I feel like there has to be. Actually, change my mind. How is there not a drug that like stops AIDS or like things? I know there's stuff like HIV can prevent it to be spreadable, but it's been around for so, so long and there's no cure. Like, that doesn't make sense to me. How are
they going down
AIDS?
The track of they make too much money out of disease to have a cure? Yeah.
That's literally it with the whole cancer thing. They're making too much money and yeah, but I just don't understand how there's no cure. I know that cells change. It's ever, yeah. Okay, it just doesn't make sense. And I feel like there's a conspiracy there. I mean, it's not, but
could be. You never know.
Just going to say there is.
Yeah. Okay, something a little less intense. What is your biggest regret from your teenage years?
Honestly, I dated some
questionable characters.
But I mean, but that leads to everything. And I mean, each relationship is good in its own way, so I can't say that. Honestly, I probably spent too much money.
That's there you go.
Yeah, like I had savings. I probably could have saved it rather than buying some
same, actually,
and
yeah.
But like at that time, that's what you do. So if I went back, I wouldn't change it because I lived a good lifestyle then. But yeah, that's maybe my biggest regret, I'd say.
Okay, last one. If you were a dog, what breed would you be?
I feel like I'd be a lab. I was going to say border collie, but no. Border collies are the best. But I'm going to say I'm a lab. I feel like they're cute. They're cool.
I have a lab and you have a border collie.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I feel like I'd be a lab. I feel like they're super chill as well. Like, you know the cream labs?
Yeah.
Like, that. I feel like that's, I don't know, that's how I picture myself as a dog.
Super loyal. Super intelligent.
Yeah.
But a little bit docile.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay, that's why. Literally, yeah. I feel like I'm a very loyal person. So.
And you're super smart.
Yeah.
But you're pretty chill. Like. And my lab sits on my foot. Don't start doing that.
Yeah. Recording, I'm just on your foot.
So random.
Your questions are way better than mine. I might try and think of some on the spot. All right, shall I start with yours? Okay, just starting off with an easy one. When you take your running sandal, running shoes off, do you just flip them off or do you untie them and then take them off?
Kick those bad boys off.
And then when you put them back on, you obviously untie them and then put them back on and tie again?
Just slide them on.
Oh, okay. So you don't tie again. Okay. Nice. Okay. You're going to the movies, like the cinemas. What snacks and drinks are you getting?
Popcorn and a soft drink. That's it. Basic. That's it.
Yeah. What sort of soft drink?
Coke, I'd say. Vanilla Coke, if it's an option. Definitely vanilla Coke.
Okay. Oh, okay. You're not putting any chocolate in your popcorn? Jane. Wow. Okay, nice. Now, what has life taught you most recently?
Oh, my goodness. What a deep question. What has life taught me? I guess in relation to this, just to get out of your comfort zone, like if you asked me a year ago to sit down and record myself talking for the whole world to see, obviously not the whole world, but, you know, never would have done it. And I think leading off that is to take opportunities when they come to you.
Yeah. The right opportunity comes at the right time.
Agreed, yes, definitely.
Yeah. And you're going to be judged no matter what you do in life. So I feel like just do what you want. What is your favorite saying or quote?
Do something today that your future self will thank you for. Yes.
Nice.
I think about that every single day.
Nice. Yeah, I like that. Cleaning the kitchen before you go to bed because tomorrow it's shit.
Yeah.
Having to do it.
Like that can range from little things like cleaning the kitchen to really big things like stepping out of your comfort zone.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's awesome. Now, past relationships. What have they taught you, Tiffany?
Oh, gosh. what haven't they taught me? The biggest thing is to know my own worth and my own value. Deep.
Nice.
Let's just say Luke's a big step up.
Yeah. Luke's a nice fellow, isn't he?
He is. He's a lovely fellow.
I just think back to going.
Stop it. Don't even go there.
Yeah.
No.
That's all I'll say. Okay. Most recent TV show that you have binged or are binging?
Vampire Diaries. Obsessed. I am 15 years late to the game, but holy hell, obsessed.
15. Yeah. Team Damon, Team Stefan.
Controversial. No, not controversial. I am definitely 100% Team Damon. But in the first episode, I remember texting Kat saying, what the heck? Like, obviously Damon's hot, but Stefan's personality was just so much better. But no. Flipped it. Definitely Team Damon.
Yeah, 100%. As soon as you text me that, I was like, okay, give it a couple of episodes and you will be changed. Now, I want to ask you, because you asked me, what has been the biggest lie that you've told? I can think of it for you. Wendy, chew that, please.
Probably just that one past boyfriend that I should never have started dating in the first place. That's
what did you lie about?
Okay. I don't know.
You're 27. Years have gone. You'll be fine. You can't get in trouble.
Biggest lie out of that was just that he was still in my life, I guess, when he shouldn't have been. Regrets. Mama knows best, that's for sure.
Yes. Yes, they do. Okay, you're going to Cold Rock. What are you ordering? What's your ice cream for labor situation?
Definitely depends on the mood. I'm either a sorbet or a butterscotch, I think. Not together. Sorbet. Like, you know, like a tangy fruity one.
Yeah, yuck. Why would you? Yeah, that's a waste.
Butterscotch then. If we're going for ice cream, probably butterscotch.
What are you adding to it, though?
Brownie, like chunks of brownie. Anything chocolatey, really. Like, it'll just be chocolate. Every option for chocolate.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, nice. Yum. Now, are you an outgoing or shy person? So introvert or extrovert?
Depends who I'm with. Obviously, with Taz, I'm a massive extrovert. Ouch. What is the word? Yeah, extrovert. Put extrovert, me in a new setting, though, and I'm quite shy. I think in general I would say I'm shy, but with people I'm super, super comfortable with, I am very outgoing.
Yeah, definitely. And that comes down to, like, if – just say I'm going to a shop by myself. I just tend – to not go to a shop by myself because I feel uncomfortable. But, like, just say we're together. I could honestly talk in parliament.
Yeah.
Like, you become confident when you're with someone.
The right person anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, the right person.
Hashtag definitely. Social anxiety, not going to the shops by yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Trust me, it's hard. When you don't have any food, you got to text your husband, hey, on your lunch break, can you go to Woolies for me? No, I'm getting better. I'm getting really good.
You are.
Thanks, Laura. Are you a scruncher or a folder? Shane told me to add that.
Thanks, Shane, but no, I'm a folder.
Now, would you rather a full-time cook or a full-time cleaner?
Oh, that's a hard one. I'm going to say cleaner. Oh, oh, I don't know. Depends what day it is. I don't know. But if you don't have to clean, you can be a lot more creative and not have to worry about it. So, no, I'm definitely going to say cleaner.
Okay. And lastly, what star sign are you and does that explain your personality?
I'm a Gemini. I don't know, Taz, does that explain my personality?
Yeah, I would say so.
We're the same star signs.
That being a positive. Yeah, we're literally 2 days apart.
Yeah, no, I think people would say yes, I'm a Gemini.
Yeah, well, you're very indecisive.
I am super indecisive.
Mm. You have multiple personalities to like, you know, and that comes down to indecisiveness, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, split personality.
Yeah, it's split. It's like when we first started this today, when you first logged onto the podcast, you were like super low energy. I was like, okay. And now you're super hyped. So
just get me in the mood.
Perfect example.
Definitely Geminis.
Yeah. Okay. Now just to throw it in randomly, we haven't prepped for this. I'm a bit nervy. We're going to describe each other in hashtags.
Each other. Yes. So Taz, I would say for you, hashtag, I've got to get my steps up. And hashtag, is there any sugar or salt in that before Lincoln eats it? Just check it, please.
Oh, yeah, that's really bad. Can you wipe the salt off it, please?
This has been done many times.
Oh, wow. Yeah, okay. For you, I'm going to say, hashtag separation anxiety. Let's just start with that bad boy.
So accurate. So accurate. That is me to a T.
Hashtag, can I add broccoli?
Literally everything.
Hashtag, yeah, hashtag don't hard boil my egg. I want it in the pan. hashtag stressless.
Oh, here we go.
Woman.
She's on a roll now.
All right, I'll stop.
Okay, well, I think from that we have definitely gauged our personalities. Well, I feel like it anyway.
Yes, definitely.
Well, on that note, let's wrap it up before we dig into each other anymore.
Thank you so much for listening, and in particular, if you made it to the end. It would mean the world to us if you could please rate and review our podcast and also subscribe to it on whatever platform you're listening.
It would be amazing. We've had so much fun recording it, and we'll see you in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.